really heavy Alpha Centauri or Betelgeuse accent. Tell him that tell him that, you know, my family was doing all right and everything was fine, and then the Federation took over and they don't give you a choice and they say it's for your own good, but it's the same way that your parents are, blah blah blah. They're always trying to force you to do things. They never give you a choice. They just keep repeating it's for your own good. And you don't even notice the news titling, and then suddenly, wham!
Which I appreciate all your work.
Your culture is dead, and it's this Federation crap.
I had to put you in for accommodation 2 times, but I didn't think that you weren't.
So if only you people would understand.
I'm afraid there's only
for me. There's so much other data for you.
It's actually no idea.
We should fight to the last man.
So he said,
I've got a rank.
Well, actually, I don't see how convincing you are.
Right. For a promotion?
Yeah. How much I really appreciated, you know, the old
the old channel.
The old channel, that's what I
he was such a sucker.
Clancy,
right.
Yes, sir.
And anyway, I realize it improved my accent on the planet.
You need to go talk to this producer,
Dave. Sorry. This will never make it on screen time.
The contract thing is just...
You know, you could talk to the council.
What is that? Is that...
That would be a bad idea.
Yeah, it's
Five.
I could talk to the council about my lost direction. No motivation.
No motivation.
I don't even expect the series to last. Give me a 5-year contract.
The season when everyone has their moral dilemma.
Can I use my bold
dramatic changes in their character?
Not me.
This is the fourth series.
Sure.
This is the fourth series.
That's
and they know it's not going to last.
Okay.
And I'm never going to make it the 7th year. We just know it.
But I had to give away creative control.
Big
contract, 5 years.
I got a weapon and I'm creating
all the money you'll make at the conventions later.
I'm doing more Skimpy.
You learn from the other example. You know, getting all conservative didn't help your career afterwards.
Exactly.
Morning.
So he says, you know, meet us here in like an hour. Well, a couple
counselor.
Hours.
Okay.
Yeah,
2 hours?
Yeah, 2 hours.
Okay.
Come ready for
Okay. Will we have to walk through crowds on the way there?
There's...
Or just crowds of us?
There shouldn't be... it'll be pretty quiet there.
Okay.
Well, it should be pretty quiet.
All right. So if anything happens, I'm still supposed to meet here because that's just going to be your diversion, or is it not going to happen until after we're here?
If anything happens, we're probably the diversion. We're supposed to meet there too much.
Okay.
And if you don't make it, you know, for some reason you get just the heat down, you know, something, then I'll show.
Okay.
So you go in the morning cafe. You see they walk in.
High five.
You did this?
Well, if you're not going to win, it's clearly a rough bar.
I can handle rough. I'll bet you.
So you meet.
Cling and never.
So there are a couple other guys there. And they say, you know, we hear that. that you are enlightened and want to learn more about the provider.
Yep. I start spouting, you know, religious
Anything you heard. Spout it right back.
Yep.
And they say, you know, it was all wonderful. Growth, the newcomers and stuff. But,
we have to initiate.
Is there like one guy in charge who seems to be controlling everything? Or is it just like a bunch of people that these guys are talking to?
They're just talking to him every week.
Okay.
But I got invited to see that. That's true. And then they say, okay, you know, now that they've talked to you some,
I think you're ready for if I can heavily spend their leader.
Did you think you're ready?
No.
Okay. You know, they think, you know, now you're ready before, like, the peak of history. So.
That was fast.
Yeah. That's all moving this long.
We only have 15 minutes. Yeah, I'm sure. Nice commercial.
So they take you down, you know, to the under city. There's actually, like, well, the sewers are called the under city.
Okay.
So, like, a little secret place they have. Where they set up like some kind of temple.
Where we get shot by Shannon and Dave with phasers looking for rats.
Oh my god! There are a bunch of other people there already.
And there's
some really
good fans. Okay. Type 1 and
the
phaser.
Return, the Friday will return.
Type 2.
Type
2. And. As you're sitting there, suddenly, you know, the opposite end of the room, the image of a big jellyfish appears. And we'll put away.
I start Plan B.
And the Plan B being?
The Romulans are coming. The Romulans are coming.
No, it's sort of, you know, tracked, crazy literature kind of thing, and I have several different versions of it. Each one implying something different, but the key idea being that the reason the Federation is leaving, you know, they're obviously not afraid of the Protector or anything like that, but the real reason that they're leaving is something else is coming, and they're just getting their people out, and they're not telling anyone. And then, you know, some of the little tracks will hint at, like, the Klingon, some will hint at, like, you know, the things. Something, you know, strange dark forces, planet eaters, and stuff like that.
Yeah. And this, of course, bring us all together.
It'll add confusion and.
So you two are down on below the planet. Or are you in the ship doing this?
I did it on the ship, and then I just spread it out, start putting in bars and stuff like that, and you know, beaming it in spots all over the
stage.
Okay. I'm going
to leave my mom.
Mass production is a very easy thing to do when I start with the replication.
You're writing people. So
I call you and tell you that the revolution's beginning in 2 hours. And I'm going to be a part of it. A gun-wielding member.
Yeah, you don't want to mess up your undercover, so you should kill a few veterans.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought the revolution was not going to be broadcast.
Heavy
stuff. So I'm in, and they're supposed to, at least what they're telling me the plan is there's going to be some sort of diversion. When the diversion happens, they're going to take the planetary leader. That's what they told me. So they might be, you know, they might be
which leader? Federation?
No, the other one. That's what they said.
So if you just beamed up the local government to the ship for a couple hours, it would just fuck their whole planet.
But I mean, watch for a. You know, watch for them not giving me the real information, right? Like they try to take the Federation person or whatever.
But well, we're beaming up the Federation person anyways. But so why don't we just, you know, beam up the planetary guy and his, you know, close advisors or whatever for a couple hours, and then if nothing happens, nothing happens.
And then we put ourselves down in their place.
That's right. Set a trap.
That's right. We gotta take these people down.
It's in a great.
Let them.
That's dramatically appropriate.
Heavy stun. Heavy stun. Let's stun them.
That'd be my suggestion, sir.
You see the new.
You can talk to all the Federation
first. What's the new karate movie
not the
coming out?
Planetary leader.
Exit wounds. It's like this is one of those really incredibly stupid things that Shannon's just about to propose. It's like the guy who's not the lead, the other guy says, you know, I want to bust them all together. It's like. Oh, yeah, that's great. make it really hard and more likely to get us killed.
Yeah, you can probably beam the guy out of there. You can think, Mr.
Maybe just a
beam blocker.
They probably should have.
Just deal with now.
Logistically, is it possible to speed up the transport rate and get all the Federation off in 2 hours? Before the
not even.
Oh,
come on.
We're
just going to take most of the day. Beam up all the Federation.
Just wait for the ship.
We
just get all the planetary leaders off, we take their place, we set a trap, and we take these damn county rebels down.
With 10 stuff.
And you just hope that by taking their place, their plan isn't just to blow up the building.
if you're telling anybody...
Yes, the answer is I refuse to take part in that.
You know, chaff in the air. You know, like, whether this is from an operative who's been in place for a month or something.
Well, right now, the only person I can discuss it with directly is Shan in the tunnel.
See, Steve's down underneath the tunnel.
Phaser with him.
The tunnel,
I can tell, is man-made, obviously, not a creature.
Man-made,
obviously. All right. We know you're just trying to
return to the... My little studying last night, if we ran into any creature, then I would know. You know, walls that were made out of creature rather than...
No creature.
No, they look just like
our
just
nice.
But cult leader, projector.
Yeah.
What's to control the planet?
Pretty sure that's what's going on. But just so you know.
So you're just wandering around in the tunnels or anything specific?
Well,
yeah,
well, location of the seismic disturbance.
All right.
He's in the sewer.
So you're going to beam down right there?
Yes. Pretty much, yeah. Is it going on right now?
It's occasional.
Right, okay. So, yeah.
Occasional, something goes underneath the sensor.
Whatever.
Yeah, big log.
Giant white crocodile.
Just
chud. R-O-U-S.
Just beam me directly out of the guts of the alligator.
And all your pieces?
It's just a head.
Okay.
Oh, you can reassemble me.
Alright, so you're there. Are you going to look around? Are you going to... Trying to be very still. You're going to
suggest we wait here in ambush.
So. You're in a big.
I know. I thought I would just, you know, use something light tracking.
Right.
Like, you know, what we're talking here.
Some kind of tracking rule.
What are we in? We're talking. Is there a bunch of?
It's relatively dry. There's
so nothing the size that we detected could possibly float down this river.
It's sewers plus other tunnels.
It's a Mr. Hanky.
So there's the main sewer, and then the tunnels that branch off into it. So only the main sewer has something floating around.
Right.
Floating? I start modifying the seismic sensor to set off a big light when...
Some rat.
Squeak.
On a stick?
Nope, not yet.
Oh. You're wasting valuable air time, Dave.
Depends what he wants to do.
There's always the potential for a big explosion.
Well, exactly with the leader.
Exactly.
The only plan was the leader, right? That's all you said? Get rid of the captain of the leader, not any...
Yeah, but, I mean, they'll have spies in place, so they'll know if you move the leader, and then you'll never catch the rebellion.
But now we know who they are, so...
Well, we do not... We could,
how are you going to catch the rebellion in any other way other than, like, we could just go arrest them?
When they all bust into the leader's quarters, which we will... And,
okay, so you will, and how is that going to be better than just arresting them all, except your way, everyone gets shot?
I have an idea.
Where are you going to arrest them?
Because we don't know who they are?
Wait.
You have the lights on, right?
Yeah. I wanted to modify the seismic sensor so that it set a light off when something went by, and then suggest that we turn our own lights off.
Why don't we just let them take over the local
government?
Let's do it. So we have enough time to do that?
Nuclear mortar.
Sure, that's right.
The only way to be sure.
Let them take over the government.
That's pretty much our planet.
Okay, crush them. So we're waiting in the dark.
She's waiting in the dark. You hear...
Yeah, we're talking about all the lights going off or some lights we established inside the tunnel?
Strobe lights.
What, Kev?
So, yeah.
All of the normal lights. Or rather, all of our special non-normal lights. They're probably aren't usually aliens.
Or you're talking about lighting.
Move along.
We don't have any lights.
I'm talking to the people.
Just wait till the light.
Move along. Okay, I don't know what you're doing.
As soon as I hear the voices, I pull out my phaser and I'm going in that direction.
So you hear people coming down, you
just
know,
waiting for the lights
long,
to go on, and then I'm fine.
Flashlights, you know, around the van, and some flashlights shining. What the hell is that up ahead?
Fire.
Meanwhile, Dave.
I'm fired at one of the flashlights.
Calhoun's just looking low.
That's fine.
Yeah,
and
fire.
And still don't know why you're down there.
Me neither.
No reason to be. Is there going to be?
If there's any insurgents, they're going to be probably coming up to talk about this in this direction.
So the two of you are going to stop the whole rebel band?
Yes. No, we're not. We're going to observe and report, not fire.
We're going to observe and report. But the rebels, we know are coming.
Where they're coming from?
The source.
There are six different exits.
So we can all go to the same place.
Should
have
just come up the source system.
I just don't know what you're doing.
Fine idea. I wanted to confirm that what we were coming by was actually human.
6 to 7.
And now I know.
I got six.
Fortunately, we're in a gunfight.
Did you have a gun?
Yeah.
Okay, so one person goes down.
Wait, which heavy stun?
I have a stun.
Heavy
gotcha. The first catch is missed. So you're hit by a fine miss.
Red.
Okay,
when did we enter the Nordstrom?
Okay, so one person goes down. A guy behind him goes, ambush! Hey, what
are you doing?
They've
got Nork.
Take him out.
I communicate and fire.
Alright, go ahead and make them central.
Alright.
Initiative or ahead?
Initiative first, so.
Me too?
Yeah.
I got three shots.
Feels like you
did.
Well,
I don't usually get three shots.
Insanity! It's a great defense. I use it all the time.
Alright. No, I can't remember for the life of me how you get it.
Coordination plus reaction.
Small unit tactics.
Alright. Coordination plus. Sorry, I don't have that. So that's why it's just three plus one small unit tactics. Wait a minute.
Looks like a four.
Shannon, what'd you get?
Five.
Five.
You're a goon in this case.
Yeah.
Five. Okay, so one guy goes up before you, draws his phaser, shoots wildly. Possibly hit. Dave, so go ahead and make a dodge roll.
Alright, I got that.
So I think you will need a four.
Alright, well, I make six.
Okay, two dodge. And his phaser, well, structure misses you. And then you two go. So, Dave can go first.
Dave is also doing.
Alright, what do you say?
Beam us out of here.
Not
quite so scared, no.
And you shoot?
And I fire, yeah.
Okay.
You don't even be a target. I have no idea how long it's going to take. Back to our previous coordinates.
You see the back to our previous coordinates.
I found out what I needed to know. Damn it.
Exactly.
I have no idea. We can stop the whole insurgents and he's beaming us out of here. The
tunnels are full of solid green.
We're not going to win this fight.
Yes, we are. We're the Federation.
Seven.
Federation always wins.
Federation.
Another guy goes down. Shadow, you shoot?
No multiple action penalty.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's true. Plus one. So I guess you would need me.
You got courage.
Yeah, I got seven.
I got seven. You take down another guy. You can.
You got courage, Dave.
I'm doing it right now.
Okay, so you take down another guy?
I think just that one shot, yeah.
Okay.
There are three guys down.
We had a what?
The last guy shoots. Hey, did you get me? Yeah.
Well, that's alright. We'll be back.
There's
only one guy left.
I think it is. Yeah.
You could have taken him.
We could be back. There's only one left.
Anything I say mean anything?
I'm talking to myself.
You can
countermand that, Dave.
No, actually, I don't see any reason to go not to go back down. I didn't think it would be so successful.
Duh!
I filmed the VV band like 100 feet closer to where we were. I would be
okay.
Almost on top of the people.
So now you guys are risking ruining everything so they might like hold off and not do the thing?
We're going to have five in custody. Four in custody.
Right, aren't there like hundreds of rebels?
No clue how many rebels there are.
No, you have any clue? Did they not beam us up?
No,
you materialized on top of
Bumble to transport.
you're
heading
you teleport all these transporters eventually.
You're hitting the wall.
It's a safe way to travel. What are you talking about?
it is much safer than the space plane.
Not even beaming me twice last night.
You're right on the other side unconscious.
Sure, okay.
My body's in the sewer, my head. I push one over.
That's good. You just want courage to push twice.
Hey, he's got four courage left.
Switch away.
That's probably safeties on the transporter. The transporter figured out that it was doing something.
Yeah,
bad,
the transporter.
And then
your transporter
pushed him somewhere, and
your transport takes longer.
Put him back on the ship.
Or not that you can tell. You end up in the sewers by yourself,
right next to the other guy.
Right next to the other guy who's surprised.
I shoot him again.
Well, initiative, and you have a plus three, in case you roll a fire.
Yeah. I got seven.
And then you try to shoot him, so you need a five.
I got seven.
Okay, so you shoot him and he goes down.
Meanwhile, you should take Twitch.
Ow! You kicked me in the head and he switched.
About 30 seconds later, you show up there.
I'm handcuffing them all by this point.
Yeah.
You got
handcuffs?
No.
You don't
handcuff.
I'm binding them all with their shoelaces.
Right.
Let's get these guys on the ship.
You know, you could just say, could you beam up these four?
Yeah, but I want to bind them.
You're into the break.
Why?
Make it obvious that this was my kill.
Oh, okay.
Brand. You mean random?
With the party?
Yeah, you use your phaser.
No, just something. Random guys.
Not for the video.
So you two are hurting people. Suddenly there's a big explosion.
Okay.
Holy
I think you should have a handle, like Bernardo.
From one of the...
everyone.
See, that's how I fumbled my role. I wound up with the innocent...
innocent religious officer that don't mean any harm.
Holy crap, I run towards the explosion. My face are out.
It is, like, one of the, one of the base storage sheds or something.
Okay.
It blew up.
Google
on, you guys can feel it on the ground.
Google on.
Google
on, no pushing.
Come on.
Google
on.
Can
you run over?
Yeah. When I phaser out.
When you phaser out? Like, all the security runs over.
Can I ask a simple question?
Yeah.
Did you actually tell the sanitary official to beam out earlier?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Did you?
In the closed office, yeah. You have to enter a closed office to communicate with them and beam out.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't remember you.
Could you just let me get a few papers for me? Before you beam me out? Right now, right?
Right now, yes.
This happened several hours ago.
Right.
Okay.
As soon as I found out about it,
you
communicated
directly
with him in private. Asked him to go into his office, closed office, and then we'll beam him out directly from there.
Okay, and he said he needed a few minutes to finish up a couple things real quick and get some papers.
Well, they're going to be in your office, right?
In a couple hours.
In a couple hours.
Yeah.
Did you tell
him
a couple hours apart, or did you
tell
Dave said they're right outside the room?
No, Dave was saying the papers are in your office, right? So if he goes into his office, he can just gather his papers.
It's just the papers in my office.
Right. So as soon as you get your
papers
from your office, when you're in there getting your papers, we'll beam you out.
Okay.
Right before, right after.
Yeah.
Right before, I'm watching the communication go too late.
I don't really care if he gets the paper.
Are you there when he's getting his paper?
No, I give instructions.
The answer is, he got his papers and he got them done.
Okay.
Like I said, I
gave him a fine limit. Okay.
Make it step left, you're on board.
You just need a minute or two
right,
to
yeah.
get his papers.
Alright. So, anyway. Leave instructions not to be bothered.
Yeah, nuclear bomb on the ship.
Until be picked up by the security feature
yeah, right.
of the transporter.
Oh, yeah, unless someone actually disabled them last night.
All right, so you know,
last night when we were leaving plutonium around and set the settings right.
I lost a bet.
So just before the explosion, you show up at the point at the meeting room. Being point, they're like,
Kev said we rely on the transporter too much. What do you think?
The pilot guys there are relatively well armed.
Right, this is the most powerful thing in the universe.
Too bad we're destroyed every time we're transported.
The version goes up.
We'll take
and we'll go in. We don't care about anybody.
You
have to take a phone to get alive.
Okay. Alive is important?
Alive is important for the planetary leader. Otherwise, we can't hold hostage.
Gotcha.
In general, we're not here to kill people randomly unless they start shooting at us.
Okay. Some casualties are to be expected, correct?
Of course.
Let's test Discovery, beam these four directly to the brig and beam me to the
planetary
leader's quarters.
You're
going to be the only one there.
What?
You're going to be the only one there.
Don't do it.
I don't know if you've arrived yet, because the explosion went off right afterward, and there was that 30-second delay.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm having a mystical experience.
It's all right.
I'm directing crowds, telling them to be calm.
So they call them. You're here,
right on.
Then they wait a couple minutes.
Like,
you know, hopefully that'll drop the clock.
Let's go
in.
In the planetary leader's quarters, sir.
Get out of there.
So you be over the planetary leader's
quarters. You notice you're alone there?
There are...
I'm going to capture them, sir.
I don't intend to capture them. We have four other people.
There's actually, like, four heavily armed people in the planetary leader's quarters when you steam up. in, like, police riot gear.
Looking away.
They're going to take you up and tell you,
I'm
Lieutenant J.G.
Clancy of the USS
Clancy, report! Clancy, report! Where are you?
May I report to my leader?
Shut up!
They seem tense, Janet. The first contact feels within him.
You don't contact me immediately. I'm just going to bring you straight to the bridge.
That's okay. I close up the communication.
I get no response. I beam to the bridge. I mean, not the bridge, the brig.
Yeah, beam to the brig. So you
flip them off on the way out.
You're starting to be beamed away to get one round of people. Like, I think they all shoot.
You don't have sun. Uh-oh. Well, these guys just said last week.
You beam a fine red mist.
Yeah.
You know the beam up unconscious.
You know those other guys that you had that you beamed in the brig earlier? Now they're all damp.
Not damp, some mechanical hand. Waxy mist.
Warehouse.
Well, no. So you run over to the warehouse.
You
run up. So there's a couple of people around and stuff, and there's some fire.
Well, I tried to direct fire rescue.
You can take over since you're Lieutenant JG.
Okay, put on the fire and get these people to the...
In commando.
But he sounded so commanding. And then do the next important thing, right now. I got a 8. Oh, no, I got a 7.
Okay.
It's not Starship, right?
Nope.
7. You got a command skill? Yeah. Wow, you're a rule.
So you organized the,
I got my sheet from last season.
Yeah, you were like a suck at the school, so everyone knew that.
So you organized the emergency
command. I did not command. I'm not in the command.
So Donald,
you took the election.
You're in the shrine.
Okay, Donald, in the shrine.
You're in the shrine, and the...
I'm having a religious experience.
And, oh my god, and the supervisor! Appears there, and it says, my people,
Okay, do I get any kind of, like, psychic impression off it.
Bye, poor future.
like someone nearby is controlling it, controlling the projector.
It's a hologram.
I sense no healing from this
receptive later. Empathy or telepathy.
You know, if you can't read it, you're immediately attracted to it, of course.
There's like nothing there as far as you can tell. I mean, so it's,
okay.
It's totally a hologram.
I started looking for the hologram projector.
Alright. So it's saying, you know, how they will soon return and enjoy, you know, as soon as the Federation are gone from the world. Time to reclaim the Adena for
the medium.
For the medium, whatever. So, make a perception roll. That'd be good.
Perception or search or what?
Search perception.
Eight.
You can't see through something.
Okay. Yeah. Don't see any projector, really. It's just there.
Okay.
Bringing his peaceful
message. That's not being harmful.
Ren, kill!
So I...
You can take it that way. I mean, it's saying, you know, how he'll soon be there, so...
There
will be signs, and...
The sign would be the ones, all Federation people, tomorrow morning at 7, meet here to leave.
With the sign. And afterwards, we'll leave the planet to be glory to a...
get your orders and your Nikes ready, baby. luckily, you don't have testicles.
So after that, we'll be putting
clothing
on. I'm not too sure how long you stay here, but it keeps talking, you know. Like for
Dave.
A long
day.
No, at least an hour. At least after an hour, are you still there?
Yeah. I'll stay.
You know, they're getting everybody getting more frenzy.
Bye,
Philip.
And you will be drinking the milk.
if it seems harmless, they're not.
At the end, they
break
up. So
far.
They sacrifice.
I mean, they're
maybe.
Not preaching, you know, go out and, you know, kill things or kill people or violently take over.
No, not yet.
Or, you have to say until they do.
That's hour number 8.
Yeah. First 7 hours, you know.
Yeah, really worked up.
Yeah. Right, but do I get a general impression? I'll use empathy on the crowd. Do I get a general impression from the crowd that they're expecting it to turn violent, or
are they
working themselves up to like a happy, warm?
They're getting more and more frenzy.
Or are they working themselves up to violent?
No, they're expecting an orgy.
An excite
orgy.
It's more. Yeah, it is more of a high pitched type frenzy.
Okay.
Which could mean violence. It could just mean, you know.
Orgy.
Orgy.
Okay.
Don't get out of the way of camp hot stuff.
Yeah.
You have to stick around for that.
Move along.
The back of
move
the
along. Room. Move along.
I'm going to see what.
Now we're just moving along.
I'm going to see which direction.
Oh, nice and orderly. Keep to the left.
You should get another combination for
that.
You
know,
ship without a sensor that would tell you where the projector was.
Yeah, I don't think I want to be talking to the ship.
So, right about...
Everyone say nice and calm. Get to the beaming location.
Oh,
move along.
Move along.
Do I know about the building set to explode?
No. I don't think anybody even mentioned it to you.
No. Because you took off, Dave said later.
So about... half an hour later, you know, everybody's built up.
The projector breaks down.
The provider, you know,
we finally see the guy behind the sensor going like this.
You know,
please ignore the man behind the curtain.
You know, the time staff is going to be now, and it fades away, and then like the religious leader comes up and says, you know, now is the time that, you know, we've all been waiting for. It's time to rise up!
The voice sounds familiar. What the? Wait a minute.
Rise up and what?
Rise up and
donate!
Destroy all the off-worlders.
Okay. I call the ship and have them beam me and the religious leader up to the ship.
Okay.
Beam him in two places.
It's the protector. And
leave it in the bridge.
Break and pray fall.
They'll be cubed in a fine spray.
I ask for the break personnel.
There are a lot of people in the room.
If there's a reason why, there's a good reason why Clancy wasn't communicating with me.
I'll run up and hug him or something.
Okay. So you run up and hug him.
In a religious frenzy.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I'll praise the projector. I hug him and then
the projector.
You get beamed up. Alright, so you two get beamed up.
And then I'll have myself beamed back down and I'll start.
Well, see Clancy on the ground.
And I'll start, you know, relating this, you know, amazing religious experience and, you know, how the protectors calm and peaceful.
He ascended. Providers.
Yeah.
Providers.
Projectors,
whatever.
Projectors.
And how the.
Projectionist is a bit perverted.
How the leader guy has transcended and, you know, whatever.
When you beam to the brig, you see Clancy on the ground.
In one brig. Okay.
Well.
Alright, so make a. Forest or roll something.
I have persuasion oratory.
Yeah, make a roll. Not the time to roll like a thing or something.
You got courage.
I get my danger die?
No, not really.
Okay.
Now that we've established that you guys are willing to use a transport bus. We've
crossed the line with Kevin.
Oh, there will be a reckoning.
I'll point out, I didn't try and transport out of that sewer or out of the...
You did transport into the office, though.
I figured it was dramatically appropriate.
That's true. This is a
religious...
I sent the transport up there next week.
I get a 7. Get a 7. I need... Something better than that?
Really, that's a good 10.
Alright, I got a 10.
Okay.
What else am I
going to
use my courage for?
It's true. Clearly, you're ruining all the fun.
Damn right.
By stopping a riot.
I'll turn it into an orgy or something.
Refocus their
Exactly.
Refocus their You should celebrate, not riot.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, so you turn it into an orgy.
And they devour you.
So you beamed him up.
Yeah.
Were you up there?
No, I'm still in the sewer.
Alright, you're still in the sewer.
I showed up.
There was an explosion
later.
In the... Well, yeah. Okay. So you showed up in the sewer, you tied people up.
When I do
end up
in the brig, I will mention to somebody on the ship that, you know, Clancy's unconscious in the brig, for anybody who cares.
And,
you're talking to the wrong crew.
I don't know why he's here.
Did you beam over when you hear the explosion?
Yeah.
Okay, so there was an explosion.
That happened while he was in the buffer.
No, it didn't. It wasn't actually.
Okay.
So that after you came back, you also were there for this one.
So
I actually beamed over.
Well, you said I couldn't counterman it because I was, you know, still disoriented from the transportation.
That's true.
Okay, well, that's fine.
That was amazing. That did not go well.
Feel a little queasy.
I saw creatures in the buffer.
Worm creatures going at you.
So there was two things I needed to do.
So while you were there,
find out what's going on with Clancy. Since Clancy isn't answering me, I was going to call the bridge personnel, a break
okay.
personnel. The other thing I need to do is get somebody to report about what the hell they exploded on.
You can tell them about the explosion.
Yeah, okay.
So they say, you know, Lieutenant Clancy is unconscious in the bridge. We think he's been heavily stunned.
All right. Well. Patch him up and get him back as quickly as possible. Well, if it's just done, he should be able to come right back.
Another shot.
Ship him back. Another shot.
And I'll exit wherever the closest exit from the.
Oh, you find out?
Yeah.
Okay. He beams out.
Not beaming out.
last transporter ride was kind of tough.
I think I'm riding back up on the in the yacht. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's going to be so much safer.
You know, it's the captain's yacht. You can definitely use his normal shadow.
Yeah,
you can use the transport on the yacht.
I use the yacht.
Yeah, use the transport on the yacht.
Oh, I asked him how many people were meeting and try to identify which one's the leader.
So one is obviously, you know, the one in charge of you guys. He's telling you, you know, where to go and stuff.
Uh-huh. How many people are you meeting up with?
It's just us. We shouldn't need any more. Should be total surprise.
All right.
So you're going through the corridor. Is there an occasional...
how many of them are there? Five?
Yep.
Five complete surprise. How many people could I stun? One?
Well,
I'd say three. If you had complete surprise, because in one round you do three actions.
Well, you have two. Uh-huh.
So that can be a point blank.
You can only fire twice.
You can only fire twice.
And two.
So if you could stun two in the first round,
if I've been there,
beat them on the second round.
Take them all. Then use courage on your initiative for the second round. Take two more downs, and then you just have to take one heavy sacrifice.
all right. Do they? when they're saying that they're going to kill regular people.
I think, you know,
in keeping with the theme of the episode, six to be met.
Are they I'll ask if they're on stun or kill.
Yes, well.
I'll ask the leader. How important is it to save people?
What do we else want to
do? Be on kill?
Would be... Well, yeah, for a cost to kill people.
So everybody's on heavy stuff.
Really.
So, you know,
it'll
probably be more surprising to them when they, like, show up and there's no one there. Except maybe heavily armed guards.
Huh? Light thermal.
Light thermal.
Unlikely to kill someone.
Oh, that feels just like that.
But it hurts, baby. It hurts.
It won't hurt you very much. Take your negatives.
Yeah, we were using that last time after we turned off with drift after
three. They have a heavy stunt in this record.
These are using heavy thermal to take out the Klingons.
Yeah, Klingons have another
die. Klingons
have another die. People
have, what, 12 hit points?
If they're Shanna.
But that's average.
Yeah. True. What? Two, and then two.
Yeah, everybody should have a heavy stunt.
Yep.
On heavy set, okay.
So if they shoot at us, then you're, you know, authorized to go hard.
Okay. Got it. Which wing should I cover? Does this guy have any idea about tactics? Is he spreading us out correctly? Alright, great. I'll pick up the
just
rear.
Just rushing towards the
rear guard.
Guy's office.
Wrestler.
You...
Wrestler,
Tampa. Tampa. You run into, like, the secretary's kitchen chamber.
I shout.
and, strangely, you don't see the secretary there. Well, I don't know if you would find that strange or not.
Yeah, I think she's always out on breaks.
They're always out on breaks. and then they go up to the door and someone kicks it in, and then there's like, the structure's on fire, like from the other side of the door shoots through.
Are any of them standing?
Any of the what?
Any of the rebels standing?
Yeah, pretty much all three.
What? I thought they all just got taken out.
Oh, that's what you meant. afterwards, one of them goes down.
One of them goes down?
Yeah.
So, like a massive taser fire, and one goes, that's the end. I get some cover behind your desk, and I kick out two more.
Move on, people. Make off. Nothing to see here. Keep beaming up the board.
Jesus Christ, I say.
This is lame. Well, they're using their disruptors on heavy sun, too. The people on the other side.
Well,
okay, you don't always take someone out with a shot if they're any good.
Okay, some roll initiative.
Okay.
Well, actually, you don't know you're shooting them. Go ahead and shoot five.
I don't expect you're shooting the guys inside the room.
Exactly. Yeah. Take some of that, guys. We <room. laughs>
just ruined that shot.
Three times.
Yep. How's dexterity add to this dice?
Yeah. Like five. Yeah.
I barely hit one.
Good lord.
You are a bad shot.
four dice.
Hey, three. Then hit the other one.
Okay. So you hit two of them go down, so that's three down, two up. They're shooting outside, and people are shooting outside kind of wildly. So from behind you, like four heavily armed police guys come in and start yelling at y'all. And then, well, the last two guys, you know, start shooting.
The halo.
Did the police guys see me take out the other guys?
No, they just came right after them.
Looks like you're getting a headache.
Drop the ground.
Drop the gun.
You drop the gun? Okay.
Wait, this will be a nice little audit. It's a police audit.
Ow!
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 So the last two guys go down pretty quick. You're the only conscious.
I am nice and, you know.
Don't move or I'll cap you.
Cap you.
So they pretty much handcuff you.
Here, you lied.
Sorry. Where's your base?
Thank you, Rob.